your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bass tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? I know our instructor's cocked and locked. Your dial is set correctly to USAPreparers.com. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Hey, meet up Friday night. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. This ought to be fun. Judy and John Dollarhite, USAPreparers.com instructors. They're the family that the USDA, your USDA, fined for selling less than $1,000 worth of rabbits to a local Missouri pet store without a USDA license. Well, actually, they didn't need one. It's not interstate commerce. Anyway, bear in mind that pet stores are not required to have a license. So the Dollarhite family was fined $90,643. And by the time all was said and done, the fines and penalties and so forth approached $1 million. And, the USDA brought out all their big guns on the Nixon, Missouri family. Ultimately, there was so much uproar that USDA backed down. And we're going to learn about raising rabbits for meat. And the USDA story this Friday, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, 5:30. Information's on the website. And if you're interested in exhibiting at the Get Prepared Expo, if you are a bona fide survival provider, you can give us a call, 816-600-1485, 816-600-1485. The biggest preparedness expo in the United States of America, right here in Springfield, Missouri. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, so if you'd like to contact him or her, you may. Just go to USAPreparers.com. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and today we're going to be learning about guns. The progression of firearms, which ones to select as your young child matures. Let's start at age 10, and then we'll move on to home defense firearm selection, and then let's see what's happening to ammo prices, bulk ammo, availability, and how do we store our ammo for the long term. And I've got a question about buying ammunition through the mail. Is it reported to the feds? Are there any requirements? How is it tracked? Is it tracked? I'd like to know. With me today is a TV star. You're going to see him on Discovery Channel's Sons of Guns this fall. He resides in Louisiana. He's a U.S. Army veteran. He owns a gun shop. And he's a gunsmith. And all of this happened because the freeze-dry guy, a very good friend of USAPreparers.com, invited me to a meeting called Gunstock. And it was an event in Fallon, Nevada, where I met Rob Roy. And Rob and I spent some time behind machine guns, submachine guns, and Rob Roy became your senior firearms and survival instructor. Welcome, Rob Roy.
Welcome, Vinny. And I got to say, that's a nice intro. I hope I'm worthy of it.
You're very modest, Rob Roy. I had a question. You know, you live in Louisiana, and Hurricane Isaac sent over 20 inches of rain your way. What was that like? Can we take a minute or two and just tell everyone what it's like to be experiencing that much rain?
Right. I was just blessed that we didn't have the wind velocity that we had of Katrina. I'm north of the big lake, Lake Pontchartrain. So I'm up on high ground here. But we did over a period of 3 days, because that storm just kind of stalled over us for a while. I took out of my rain gauge a total of 20.5 inches, and there was twice that it was completely full when I went out there, and I didn't know for how long that it had been full before I, you know, was able to notice it and clean it out and keep camera going. So it was quite an experience for us. My stepson's house he lives down in the bayou, he got inundated with about 3 foot of water through his house. Man. So we've been working trying to get him up and running again down there.
Any damage? Yeah. I mean,
to him, you know, once this water comes in and it recedes, you know, you got your basic river sludge and, you know, thin crust of just mud on everything. So we got it all out. But what's really a concern now is inside the walls, you have mold and stuff growing inside there. So you got to get in there. You got to tear out the sheetrock. You got to spray it with an antifungal spray and kill all that stuff. So, yeah, it's a bit of work.
Have you sprayed it yet to kill the mold?
Oh yeah, that was done within 72 hours of you know, once the water receded and we were able to get back in there without a boat.
Okay, the reason I ask is if you need the information, Nixall, N-I-X-A-L-L. It's made in Missouri, in Nixa, Missouri, N-I-X-A, Missouri, and we use Nixall. It comes in gallon containers. And it will kill every known pathogen. It will kill mold, and it's not toxic like a chlorine or another agent would be. So if you need that information, just let us know, and we'll put you in touch with Milo Carter. He's an instructor on the website, and he has this product. And all of our instructors that know about it use Nixall as a mold. It's a mold killer. As a matter of fact, you can aerosol. Spray this inside your ductwork, Rob Roy, and it will kill all the pathogens in your ductwork. I mean, this stuff's amazing. And it doesn't, you know, and you can breathe it. It's not like you have to wear a respirator when you use it. So I just wanted to say that to you if you need that. So, Rob, first gun. Let's take an example of, let's say we have a 10-year-old child, and we would like that 10-year-old child, and we'll refer to him as him. It could be him or her, but we'll refer to it as him. We'd like him to experience safety and shooting. So let's start with what should his first gun be, and let's progress all the way through to where he ends up when he's much, much older. How about that?
Well, I'll say it like I started. My dad taught me with a BB gun. Early on, I think I was 6 years old, and he taught me the safety. That's the big thing with weapons is safety. You know, always treat a gun as if it's loaded until you personally make sure that it is unloaded. Never cross with the muzzle end of a weapon anything that you wouldn't want to shoot. So, in other words, always keep that muzzle in a safe direction at all times. And that's taught early on and drilled into the brain and memory cells over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, and that way you don't have to say at some point, I didn't know it was loaded with an accidental discharge and killing somebody.
That's exactly right. You may have an accidental discharge. You may have a malfunctioning firearm. But if you've got that barrel pointed in a safe direction, nobody's injured. Hopefully, no property's damaged.
Yep, I agree. Okay, so the first gun, and that's what mine was. My first gun back in, I guess it was in the 50s, was a cork gun. It was just like a BB gun. It shot cork balls, but then I progressed right away to a BB gun. Okay, so, Rob Roy, what's next after that?
Well, I pretty much went on to, from a BB gun to a .22 rifle, and the .22 that my dad got me was an old Stevens that he got by trading in Raleigh cigarette coupons. now I'm dating myself. And when it finally was delivered by the United States Postal Service at our door, we went out and my dad showed me how to properly load it one at a time. I recommend the single-shot rifles, bolt-action, mainly for their simplicity and the ease of loading, and that's what you're trying to instill into the child early on, you know, how to keep the barrel in a safe direction, how to load the firearm, and then you start into the marksmanship skills, you know, the stock-to-cheek weld, the breathing, the trigger control, the forearm, how you grip the forearm, sight alignment, and then trigger pull, and, you know, the basic marksmanship skills. And it doesn't take long with that 22 until that kid is... I was out shooting my daddy, and my dad was a good shot, and I think I was probably about 10 years old.
Yeah, well, that happens, and it's happened to me, and, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet moment when your child outshoots you, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes you feel proud as a parent, I'm sure.
Yeah. You like the bolt action? Is that where you want to start in the 22 rifle?
I do. You know, you can progress once the child, you know, gets, you know, really comfortable in the function of a bolt action rifle. You can go to a lever gun. I think you had a Marlin 39. I think we had discussed, and that's a good rifle. It's just not a good one to start them on, because sometimes that lever can be a little tricky, a little tight sometimes. So it's a good one to progress on to later on, once they have everything working for them, you know, as far as their safety and their marksmanship, and then they can concentrate a little bit more on a lever or even a semi-automatic.
Rob, I started with a bolt action 22 when I got to, you know, the 22s, and it was a Marlin bolt action. That was probably in the 60s, in the early 1960s, and I still have that rifle today. It was a very inexpensive rifle, and you could just pick it up at, you know, a discount department store even. And so I've got that, and I've just kept it as a memento. And so I did exactly that. I went to a bolt action, and you mentioned the Marlin 39. I'll tell you, it's after you spend a lot of time with a bolt action, what that forces you to do is concentrate on each shot. Rather than spraying lead and wasting ammunition, you spend more time concentrating on hitting those bullseyes, and that's a great way to go. But I found that the lever action, that Marlin 39, was more accurate than the bolt action I was using. It had a longer barrel. We'll talk about that and the Ruger 10/22 when we come back, and then we'll go into shotguns and progress through our child's gun lives. We'll be right back. Rob Roy, Rob Roy's Gun Repair in Louisiana. We'll be right back.
Not prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Actually, I only have some of the controls. Alex has most of them in Minnesota. I'm with Rob Roy, and he's an expert gunsmith. He's Discovery Channel's gunsmith on Sons of Guns. Rob Roy, we're talking about the lever-action Marlin 39 or 39A great rifle. And you mentioned semi-automatic rifle. Let's talk about the progression from... You know, we're talking about 22s, bolt action, lever action. Now we're up to the semi-automatic. Let's talk about that.
Well, one of the better market, best ones on the market today, and I say this because it's been out there a long time, and there's a lot of different aftermarket stuff that you can get for this particular firearm, and that's the Ruger 10/22. That's been a staple for semi-automatic 22s for a long time. Really a good quality gun, and they're just reliable. Another one would be the Marlin Model 60. That one's been out there for a long time. It's a tube fed, whereas the Ruger 10/22, that's a magazine fed. Mm-hmm. Both good quality guns. They've improved them over the years, and there's a lot of aftermarket stuff that are available, mostly for the Ruger 10/22, but there is a good little bit for the Model 60 also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the Ruger 10/22. You know, it doesn't jam very often. It's a very reliable gun.
That's right, Vincent. I own one. Well, actually, I own two, and I very seldom ever have to work on it. In fact, my customers, I'm looking at probably 150 guns in my shop right now to be repaired, and all I have in here in the way of Ruger 10/22s is one, and it's in here for refinishing. It got damaged in the last hurricane we had.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, Rob Roy, that you can go to any of the gun stores, and they all have them. It's it seems to be a staple. It seems to be a great move up from the lever action, from the bolt action. And I like it around the farm because we have some predators that I need to take care of. And I'll tell you what, if you're out to 50 yards, it is really, really spot on. And they make them in stainless. They make them with different stock options, checkered, you know, plain. And do you have a current price on what that would sell for brand new, and maybe what a used one would sell for, Robert?
You know, they have the deluxe, they have the standard, they have the target, they have them with different stock options, like you mentioned. They have the carbine version, which is an 18.5-inch barrel, and they also have the longer target barrel, which is a 20-inch barrel. The prices for me, I sell the carbine for about $200. And I'm lower than our Kmart, our Walmart, a lot of the sports shops around here. But that's what I'm getting for the carbine length. And I sell a good little bit of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, I really like it. By the way, since you mentioned that you sell guns for less, I understand that one of our class contacted you and bought a rifle from you out of state, right? You had it shipped to a local FFL guy, right?
Yep, I had it shipped. I won't mention his name, but the FFL dealer is in Ash Grove, Missouri. I guess on North Highway V, or that could be a 5, I guess. But anyway, yeah, and the customer has contacted me. He's happy with his gun. A lot of accessories he wanted, and I had them and got them off there to him. And the last time I talked to him, he hadn't shot it yet, but he's been admiring it. And I said, boy, you need to get your behind out there and go shoot that thing, man. You'll really enjoy it.
Can you mention what he bought from you?
It was an AR. I saved him a good little bit of money. I'm in the business, and I'm privy to a lot of these different, they got a slang name for them. It's called a black rifle or the AR-15. And there are good ones, and then there are better ones.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Let's talk about good ones and better ones. But and we're going to continue with this this child's progression through firearms with Rob Roy, expert gunsmith, Discovery Channel's Sons of Guns. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Watch it. Okay, no, there's something happening. It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? What? God, you're... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about the first gun for a 10-year-old. And what should it be? And we started out with a BB gun. We went to a 22 bolt action, lever action. We're up to a semi-automatic Ruger 10-22. This is progressing through the child's life. Now, bear in mind, we are advocating safety at all levels, class. And with me is Rob Roy. He's an expert gunsmith. He's on Discovery Channel's Sons of Guns. You're going to see him this fall. He's a friend of ours, and he will be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's November 3rd and 4th. Right here in Springfield, Missouri. And actually, we're going to have a dinner November 2nd. That's Friday, the Friday night before the Saturday of the expo. And the night before, we're going to meet at Ziggy's, and our instructors are going to be there. And I hope we're going to get a chance to see Rob Roy in town for that also. That'd be a lot of fun, Rob. You get to see all our buddies, the freeze-dry guy, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Vinny. I'm going to get there early enough to be able to make that dinner happen. I had met the freeze-dry guy there out there in Fallon, Nevada, and we hit it off pretty good. I invited him to come down and sample some of my wife's seafood gumbo down here, and I'm kind of looking forward to him coming visiting.
I can tell you this. I know the freeze-dry guy very, very well. He and I talk about all kinds of things at least every couple of days, you know, offline between the broadcasts and in the evenings and on the weekends. And he's a very good friend of USAPreparers.com and us personally. He stays at the farm during the expo. And if he's in town, he will show up at your place. He really will. He's a really good guy. So, Rob Roy, now, after we get to the Ruger 1022, it's available at about $200 from you, which is wonderful. What do we do after that? Do we go into a shotgun?
We can. A lot of the kids like to be able to go out with Dad, squirrel hunting, rabbit hunting. So they're going to need, and for the most part, those animals don't like to hold still for very long. So that 22 is going to kind of work against them. And we want to set our kids up for failure. I mean, success, not failure.
Right.
So
right.
We need to progress to a little shotgun. What I recommend, it's easy to work, and it's what I started with is a shotgun. And that's they have a slang name for them down here. It's a crack barrel. It's just a single shot shotgun. Easy to load, makes you concentrate on that first shot being a hit. And for the sake of the kids, you want to keep that noise and that recoil down, so I would go with a 410.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they become comfortable with that 410, I would say probably about a 20 gauge, and then later on maybe a 12 gauge.
You know, it's interesting. So far what you're saying is the exact progression that I went through and our children went through. Exactly. I mean, to a T. Other than you had a Stevens 22 as a first 22, and I had a Marlin, and they had the Marlin. But exactly the same progression. And when you talk about crack barrel or break open, what about the next level in shotgun after that? Would that be, what would be the action that you would recommend after the
crack
barrel?
I would have to see the skill level of the child that we're talking about, the strength level, because if you're going to get into a pump, then they're going to have you know, a smaller pull, which is the length between the shoulder and the trigger finger. So you're going to have the stocks trimmed down a little bit for the kid. And then, you know, it just based upon the kid, I would make sure the shotgun fits them good, they're good, the marksmanship skills are good, and then I might go to a pump gun. When they progressed from the 410, I would probably get them a pump shotgun and a 20 gauge. You
okay.
Can go with an automatic, but it starts adding a little bit more degree of difficulty, and you're kind of getting them off of marksmanship skills and on to just kind of just blasting, spraying and praying. You know, you spray a bunch of bullets out and pray you hit what you were aiming at. And that's not what we want to encourage. We want to encourage good marksmanship skills. So it really depends on the child.
Well, what we taught our children was accuracy is where it's at. Spraying bullets is not where it's at. It may be fun to spray bullets. You know, you can go through 50 rounds very quickly with a Ruger 1022 with a, you know, aftermarket magazine, but it's hard to do it quickly and be accurate. So what we taught was accuracy is the most important thing, you know, along with safety. Okay, and then what about when we get into a, let's say we want to go hunting. And we talked about hunting with a shotgun. What about hunting with a rifle?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of my customers down here get their kids deer hunting with them. It seems like a rite of passage down here in the South. They
mm-hmm.
love to get their daughters or their sons out there early on. They've taught them the basic skills and marksmanship, and now they want to get them out there, and you know they want to be with their dad and make that big kill on that deer. So at the same time, as parents, we need to make sure that we're setting our kids up for success and not failure. So we don't want to overpower them and teach them bad shooting habits with a heavy recoil of a gun, or getting scope bit. You know, that's where that scope comes back and cuts that eyeball right above your eyebrow. So
yeah.
We want to keep the noise down as much as possible and the felt recoil. Again, a properly fitting gun is going to come into serious play here, going to have a lot of recoil, a lot more than, say, the 410 shotgun. And a lot of what my customers down here and what I recommend are the 243, the standard 30-30, 7mm 08. And then once they're up there, 7th, 8th grade level, moving on to a 308, and they'll probably keep that 308 the rest of their lives, because that's a good all-around caliber. It was accepted in the military in 1955. So, and those other rounds, the 243 and the 7mm 08, are nothing more than that standard 308 cartridge necked down to that particular caliber, either 7mm 08 or the 243.
Rob Roy, when you talk about the 243 and then moving up to like a 270, and then you compare that to a 30-30 or 308, what about ammunition prices? The 243 would have less felt recoil than a 308, absolutely. What about the cost per shot of a 243 versus something that a military caliber like a 308 would be?
Well, you're always going to have surplus ammo, but a lot of our surplus ammo is heavy recoiling. You know, you have...
Yeah.
I haven't seen surplus 308 in years. There is now starting to come in from Korea ammunition that we had sent over there for the Korean War in 30-06. But that's a hard kicker for a kid. You know, he'd have to be up there about 7th, 8th grade level to be able to handle that 30-06. But the ammo is pretty much standard across the board. You know, you're going to spend anywhere from $18 to, Lord, $40 a box for some of this ammo. You know, the different grains of weights of bullets, different types and designs of the actual bullet itself. You can go mild or wild with your ammunition. Mm-hmm. Me, I like to stay with one particular bullet that my gun likes to shoot, and your gun will tell you by how it strikes the target if you get out there and target practice what bullet it prefers. You can try to tell it what it wants to shoot, but it's going to tell you in the end, this is the one I shoot the most accurate. Please put this one in me.
I absolutely agree. Now, the 30-06 is the original cartridge that the 308 was made from, correct?
No, 308 was a whole other ball game. The 30-06 is completely different. The 30-06 is a longer, a taller case,
mm-hmm.
and the 308 is a shorter case.
I understand that, but isn't the design very, very similar? And 308 would be, or I'm sorry, 30-06 would be about 10% more power behind the projectile than in the 308.
Yeah, I think it's like 18%, but yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's a big number.
Okay, so a 30-06 will do what everything that you could possibly want to do, right?
Yeah, in North America, there's nothing living that can't be put down with a 30-06.
Okay, and how about the 308?
Deer gun all the way up to about elk-sized animals. But I'll tell you this, Benny. It's all about hitting your target. And
mm-hmm.
if you hit it with, say, a .22-250, and you puncture mm-hmm. the lungs on, say, an elk-sized animal, I wouldn't want to hunt an elk with a .22-250, but I could put one down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sometimes bigger is not always better. My customers okay. always are asking me, you know, what caliber is best for deer? And I say, whatever caliber you can hit aluminum can at 100 yards consistently every time you pull the trigger.
Yeah, very, very, very good point. And you mentioned a 30-30. Can we get back to that for a second? That's the traditional lever-action hunting cartridge. Usually it's still available, even when some of the other calibers are not available, right?
That's true. 30-30 has been around for nearly 100 years. It started out as a black powder cartridge. That's why the designation 30-30. The first number designates the caliber of the gun, and the second number designates the amount of black powder that was inside the actual case, like 45-70. That's a 45 caliber, propelled by 75 grains of black powder. So that's how the old cartridges were designated. That 30-30 has been around a long time, and if you're hunting under 200 yards, that's more than enough gun for these kids. That's more than enough gun for the hunters down here, because they're shooting well under 200 yards. In the bayou down here, we're lucky if we can see half of a football field sometimes.
Rob Roy's with us, expert gunsmith. We're talking about the first guns for a 10-year-old on up, the progression of guns. And we're going to talk about ammunition prices and availability and how to store it when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'd like to tell you how to get in touch with Rob Roy, Senior USA Preparers Gunsmith and Firearms Instructor. You can call him at 985-351-5984. 985-351-5984. 985-351-5984. Rob Roy, I'd like to make sure that we cover this before the end of the broadcast. Buying ammunition by the mail or through UPS or however it's shipped, is it tracked in any way, shape, or form by or reported?
The major manufacturers, I'm sure that they keep shipping addresses or whatever on file. Me, personally, the retail stores out here, we don't keep any kind of records at all. Just a sale, and that's as far as it goes. Then that's strictly for state and parish tax. I'm sure that they keep track of where this stuff is going, especially large volumes. I mean, they have to for their records. I don't know what else to say about that, Vinny.
So when you're saying they, you mean the like the large resellers of ammunition, the catalogs and the companies? Is that what you're saying when you say they?
They're going to have shipping labels, and they're going to have all that shipping information in their systems. Me, personally, I put it to, I take it down to UPS store, and I mail it out. Mm-hmm. That's how I handle it, and so there's no receipts, no way really to track it, I guess.
It's interesting you say that, because many, many years ago, about 20 years ago, I wanted to buy some ammunition, and I wanted to have it all in one lot, meaning for target practice. And I bought a case of 22s, 40 grain, solid round nose, standard velocity that I was shooting with a Winchester Model 52. And the gun liked it, as you described. And so I wanted a whole case of it. And I was shocked back then that there was no recording, no licenses necessary. Anybody can buy ammunition. It's not like buying a gun. It's completely different. There's no recording, at least at the level that I experienced. So I'm glad to hear what you're saying, that you just sell it and you ship it and that's it. Okay, what about prices? And in a couple minutes we have left, prices, where's it going? Where are ammunition prices going?
Prices always seem to go up, especially around election time. My 45 I sell that they're in long-term storage cans already from the manufacturer. So mm-hmm. you can take these cans and put them in a shelf or in a bunker or wherever you want to put these. And as long as you keep them dry and keep them from rusting, 60 years from now, when you open it up, that ammo is going to be like the day it was made. That way you don't have to buy any additional ammo cans, and that's what I recommend storing ammo in. They have a rubber seal in the lid. That's why our military uses them. That's why they're called ammo cans. Make sure that rubber seal when you buy an ammo can is intact. Make sure that the can's clean and dry and free of rust on the inside. And the ammo that I was just describing to you, 450 rounds of 45 ACP, full metal jacket, I sell for $160 in these long-term storage cans. The 9mm, it comes in, again, the long-term storage can, 900 rounds, and I sell that for $190. My 223 is a 55 grain full metal jacket, for 1,000 rounds in a long-term storage can is $280. We are starting to see some of the surplus 30-06 come in, and, it's a little bit more expensive for 250 rounds, in the steel ammo can. It's about $190.
Rob Roy's been with us, so if you'd like to contact him, 985-351-5984. If you've got some questions about guns, ammo, and storage of ammo, he'll tell you how to do it. And he's a USAPreparers.com senior instructor. You'll get a chance to see him at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th, and Friday, November 2nd, at the meetup, Ziggy's. What a great meetup that's going to be with a lot of your instructors. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparers.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you so much, Rob Roy. Alex Jones, coming up next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.